The whole effort of spiritual process is to break the boundaries that you have drawn for yourself and experience the immensity that you are. All boundaries are psychological, emotional. These boundaries have come to us because of our strong identification with our physicality. The nature of physicality is that physical can exist only with a defined boundary. No boundary, no physical existence. So because of our identification with our physical selves, that we form boundaries in our psychological structures, in our emotional structures, and in our behavioral patterns and social, national and international situations. Well, all this is a consequence of identification with our biological limited boundary of who we are. So the essence of spiritual process is to complete the process of evolution. Evolution means every other creature lived within the boundaries of its own instincts of survival. Once the cerebral cortex developed from a reptilian brain, which is still within us, we developed a cerebral cortex which is always longing to expand. It is this dimension of our intelligence which is pushing us, wanting to expand. Whoever you are right now, you want to be something more. It is not about more. If you look at it, if you get that more tomorrow morning, you want something more and something more and something more. Endlessly something more means you are not looking for more, you are looking for all. If you consciously look for all, if you consciously look how to make everything as yours, not just yours, how to make everything as me. As you experience this physical body, which is an accumulation, here it is, right here there's an example. What was not you yesterday, what was mud became food, what was food became body. That means you are capable of including something and experiencing something which was not you yesterday as a part of yourself today. This is the fundamental message that you need to take from your existence. If you are willing, if you are conscious enough, you can make the whole cosmos as a part of yourself. The limitations that you have drawn are purely from your physical identity, and this is not even true with your physical nature, because the body itself is showing you, with every breath you know, that you are including the very world around yourself, but psychological boundaries have been drawn. Unless you undo this, the true potential of human genius and human being will not find fruition. It's my wish and my blessing. Every human being should know what it means to live boundless.